Okay, we're going to discuss recreational drugs in halacha. Can a person take recreational drugs for enjoyment purposes, or maybe if someone is very sick? And what is Torah view on it? So, in short, the idea of recreational drugs is that a drug is intended to induce an altered state of consciousness. And there are three general types. There are depressants, which are more or less, you know, slowing the person down. Stimulants, which can, you know, speed the person up. Although those are not necessarily the best accurate translations, but we know what they mean. They make a person more stimulated. And then you have hallucinogens, which a person can hallucinate or the like from the drug. A popular commercial drug that has become legal in the more recent years in many states in the United States, either for recreational use or medical use, is cannabis, also known as marijuana, also known as grass or the like. Marijuana, interestingly, has in it potentially all these three effects. It can have a depressant effect. It can also have a stimulant or hallucinogen effect. Marijuana affects everyone differently, and it can also be more dangerous to some more than others. It could be dangerous for everyone, but in one way or form, but to some people it could be even worse. Studies are still ongoing as to the effect that marijuana has on people, both short-term and long-term effect. And marijuana can be taken in various ways. Yes, it can be smoked, it can be vaped, it can be eaten, edibles or the like. However, generally, its effect can stay in the body for a longer period of time, and studies find that it can cause memory loss. So I am not, you know, able to go into see what every doctor or the like says about the studies of the effect that marijuana has on it, but the research that I have done, it does show that it has some sort of an effect on the memory. We're going to, okay, there is a Gemara in Psachim. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph, and over there it says Rav said to Chia his son, it says Lo Tish De Sam, don't drink drugs. Rashi there explains that even if this is for medical purposes, and that's why a person would have some sort of a drug, one should avoid drugs, says Rashi, because the person will become addicted to them and he will need to spend lots of money on them. The Rashbam, also on the same page in the Gemara, there adds that one should avoid using drugs for medicine purposes if one can use different types of medicine. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Tshuva was written in 1973. It's in Yoredeah, Volume 3, Simon 35. Rav Moshe this tshuva was to Rav Yerucham Fram, and it was addressing some yeshiva students from a yeshiva where they started to smoke marijuana and hashish. And Rav Moshe brought many reasons why it should be forbidden, and in particular for yeshiva students. He prefaces by saying, Pashut hu shehu davar asur mekame ikri dinim shebeter. He says it's obvious that it is forbidden for many main laws of the Torah. And he lists through various reasons. I'll go through them in short. It's harmful to the body and to the brain, also preventing one from deep thoughts in Torah and proper davening and keeping mitzvahs properly. What I read was that unlike alcohol, which has an effect for however long, how much she took, but it could be only maybe a couple hours or like, marijuana can be in the body and have an effect for potentially even a long period of maybe many days or a week, or potentially over a week or more than 1 week or the like, whatever it is, but it definitely has a longer effect on the person than does, let's say, alcohol. Also, says Rav Moshe, it causes great cravings, tivus, and desires stronger than eating desires, and for many people that cannot control their addictions to this drug. This is a severe sin, says Rav Moshe, because we find by the Ben Sora Amora, the wayward son, that his whole, you know, start off of his sins was that he would, you know, eat too much meat, too much wine, even if it was kosher meat or kosher wine, right? It is forbidden to bring oneself to such strong cravings, particularly, and desires, particularly something which has no need for the person. It can lead to causing them to steal, to keep, this expensive addiction, as is the concern by the Ben Sar Amara. Says another reason, number three from Ramosha, the child that smokes marijuana causes grief to his parents. Thus one transgresses on the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, respecting one's parents. Number four, there is a prohibition of transgressing the positive mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, that you shall be holy, as explained by the Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim. And then number five, it also causes many other prohibitions in addition to the above mentioned reasons. Maybe a person will act out and act improperly or the like. We won't go into what people will do under influence of drugs, but definitely we know that it doesn't fit with Torah often what it can bring. Now, a lot of people will say that it brings them to, you know, some sort of clarity in their spirituality. We'll address that soon. Ramosha then concludes that it is simple. He says, it's pashut ubar, it's simple and clear, shumisurim chamurim, that is, of the severe prohibitions, v'tzarech lishtadlo b'chol hayecholis, he says you have to make a big effort with all your abilities, lahaver tumazo, to remove this impurity, mikol b'nei Yisrael, from all of the Jewish people, u'bifrat me'elu shalemdim b'yeshivas, particularly those who are learning in yeshivas. The Rebbe Moshe wrote this tshuva in 1973. He didn't even address the topic of that it's against dina de malchus adina, against the law, but you know, today you'll find many places where it's not against the law, so we see that this tshuva is relevant, particularly today, as it was then. The Alter Rebbe in Hilchos Nizkin, Nizke Guf and Nefesh, in Sif Dalid, writes that a person does not have permission over their body, and therefore one cannot damage oneself. One can't say, oh, I'll hurt myself because I'm allowed to do what I want with my own body. Certainly, taking drugs is a danger to the body and the soul, and one has no right to say, I will do what I want to my body. Now, marijuana, if I understand, is a drug and the like, but it's not as severe as some of the much other severe drugs. But this is what Rav Moshe was ruling is forbidden, marijuana. How much more so would we, you know, refer to more heavy types of drugs, that those for sure would be real sakana vadois, an absolute danger, and I guess a much quicker imminent danger than a drug like this. Reb Ezra Batzri, a famous dayan living in Yerushalayim, used to be in the Beis Din HaGadol, in his sefer called Dine Mamonos, Volume 4, Chapter 9, Sif 15, he writes over there that taking light drugs is certainly forbidden because it harms the body. We are not allowed to cause damage to the body. With regard to taking heavy drugs, he writes, it goes without saying that they are strictly forbidden, for those drugs will kill a person. The sefer called Asher Hanan, which is by a younger dayan living in Bat Yam, Eretz Yisrael. So he has a long tshuva on this topic of marijuana. It's in volume 8, Siman 39. And there he also goes at length explaining what different doctors he's spoken to and how it definitely affects the mind and it affects the memory loss short term and maybe long term. He goes at length in that. And he says that just like you're not allowed to purposely forget your Torah, so he says that taking marijuana in a way where it's going to, you know, this addiction, it's going to cause you to, it's almost needlessly or purposely forget your Torah by doing something which is bad for your mind, your clarity, and the like. Interestingly there, he says, and his start off of the question was talking about a certain Balei Tshuva who would always take marijuana, and now they were Chozer B'Tshuva, but they still have a bit of an addiction to it, and it's not so simple for them to just stop. And, you know, maybe some rabbis will say it's permissible, whatever these, you know, so whether or not they have a real view on it. But he says, well, how should we treat and help, you know, with giving them a heter or the like for those who have been accustomed to taking marijuana before they became religious? So there he writes that there could be potentially unique circumstances where there will be some people who, if they were just to immediately stop and when they had some addiction, that might be itself a problem for them, and they need to have a safe way of getting off it, which might mean that they could have some of it, in a way where it's guided by a medical professional to guide them off of how to get off of it, but it might be that it takes time and not, you know, in one shot. Now, there's also, from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, in different places where he addressed different types of drugs and marijuana, so there is Adin Steinsaltz told over what he heard from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he said that he was in the Rabbi Steinsaltz said the following. He was speaking about the effect on a person taking drugs. He was incidentally very careful, meaning the Rebbe was very careful about not saying anything negative about anybody. He said that the opinion of the Torah in general is that the person should be the master over his or herself, and enslavement of any sort is wrong. So in other words, a person who feels that they can only get spiritually high or the like through marijuana is wrong, because now they feel that they are basically being controlled by something else, ultimately being slave to this drug. Can a person still be the master over himself when involved with drugs and other addictive substances? Obviously not. Also, there's a letter from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. This is printed in Letter and the Spirit from Volume 2, page 345, where the Rebbe addressed a drug called LSD. And he writes the following, regarding the new drug called LSD, which is said to have the property of mental stimulation, etc. Biochemistry is not my field, the Rebbe writes, and I cannot express an opinion on the drug you mention, especially as it is still new. However, what I can say is that the claim that the said drug can stimulate mystical insight, etc., it is not the proper way to attain mystical inspiration, even if it had such a property. The Jewish way is to go from strength to strength, not by means of drugs and other artificial stimulants, which have a place only if they are necessary for the physical health, in accordance with the mitzvah to take care of one's health. I hope that everyone will agree that before any drugs are taken, one should first utilize all one's natural capacities, and when this is done truly and fully, I do not think there will be a need to look for artificial stimulants. That's what the Rebbe writes in that letter. And now there could be people who are suffering. So the question is, maybe they can have types of drugs. Again, drug itself is not healthy. And the Gemara we quoted from the Gemara in Pesachim says you shouldn't have drugs. But there we mention a Rashbam which says, unless if you could replace it with something else. So there is a question as to, can a person who's, we'll say, deathly ill or in extremely bad circumstances and they're suffering, and the doctors are recommending that they should take various types of drugs. I don't know. I read in this tshuva from Encyclopedia Hilchatit Verifud, Volume 5, page 162, in the name of Rav Elyashev, it was quoted by Rav Zilberstein. He writes that if someone is suffering and deadly sick and is requesting drugs to ease their suffering, that Rav Elyashev allowed that they can take various types of medically prescribed drugs, possibly even hard drugs, LSD or maybe cocaine. I mean, it's not clear, but whatever the doctors in the medical hospital would prescribe, and that they feel is the only way to ease this person from their suffering, Poskim allow it. Their reasoning is that the ability to alleviate suffering when there is no other reasonable medicine to as an alternative help, this itself, which will help ease their pain, could potentially lengthen their lives, at least the mixes partially, because if they are not suffering as much, that itself will help them potentially live a little longer. So to summarize, what we had discussed is that the taking drugs, even the minor or the lighter ones like marijuana, is forbidden, particularly yeshiva students. There's no place for it for many reasons. And with regard to heavy drugs, those are literal dangers. And there could be sometimes unique exceptions under certain conditions that probably have to do with where clearly medical reasons suggest it. And with regard to the question that what about alcohol and cigarette smoking, so we didn't discuss any of those things. To have an addiction to anything is not healthy, and those things are also not good. However, alcohol is also a different topic of its own. Of course, if someone was an alcoholic, that is something very dangerous and should be understood that that's forbidden. But with regard to drugs, this is something that was our discussion of today, which clearly shows that it should be avoided. And under very unique circumstances where doctors truly prescribe it, that could be another story. And it's always best to have consultation with the Rav.